1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Interceptor Beyond podcast. My name is Arthur, and today our guest is an Austrian rock band, Burnswell.
I'm Ella from Burnswell.
And I'm Luca from Burnswell.
I just want to remind everybody who's listening to this episode right now to follow the show on Spotify or any other platform that you prefer. Thank you. Well, congrats, guys, because you're my first local Austrian band on this podcast.
Yes, that's great. Thank you so much for having us.
I didn't know about Burnswell until Ella told me about it. And then I checked it out, and it's like a super group because all the band members come from really cool bands.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You sent me one song and I checked out the other song. I mean, they're the best. I wanted to ask, you all come from cool bands. Now you have this one. I can imagine there's a lot of pressure from everybody to see what you're going to come up with. Is there something like that?
For me, it doesn't really feel like pressure. It's more like a lot of fun to have these people as well who really know what they're doing with their instruments. And I don't know, to just have more fun with even more people. It's just another project, and it's a different project for sure.
Yeah.
When I'm thinking about my first band, Mommy's Mantle, and now the second band, Burnswell. And of course, the pressure is more when it comes to combining these two things that really need a lot of time and writing songs for both projects. It's just a lot to do and a lot to think about, but it's cool to have even more people around me who want to do stuff I like. So
yeah,
I guess we have to mention what kind of bands, because when I said famous bands, could you just name them quickly so that people know?
Famous bands,
I mean, you are like from the list of the band members that you are from.
Yeah,
I mean, for me, you're famous. I've been to all the live gigs except one. You need to guess which one.
Ha. Oh, okay. Anchorage, maybe.
Yeah, Anchorage, yes.
All right. Okay. Because they don't play as much in Vienna. They more like have shows in other cities or other countries. Yeah.
Yeah, the bands are Mommy's Mantle, Lion Season, Glazed Curtains, and Anchorage. And I've been to all the live gigs except Anchorage.
Nice.
Ah, cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I follow you.
Yeah, that's nice. It's cool to know.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about this band, like when it started, because it's super fresh?
Sure, yeah.
Actually, in the summer of 2020, Ella asked us if we're interested in a new project because of different reasons, because she's motivated to do something else, to do something different with other people. Then we, our drummer, Max, and Ella and me, we had like two or three sessions, just started with two songs Ella has written.
And I tried to write down every instrument, actually.
Yes, yes.
Also, and the drums, I started to...
Do you play drums?
No, but I started to write it down. I mean, at least I tried. It was in the first lockdown, and I had a lot of time for that, to check out new stuff. And
actually,
I don't know, it was okay, the drum writing, but Max did something else for sure, because it sounded way better when he played it.
Yeah, he brought his approach to the songs, his own style, and it was like, oh my God, sounds great.
So that was the last time I really tried to write down drums,
because
it's just not necessary for him.
Yeah, and it was these two rehearsals and sessions. I mean, we had a match. It kind of felt really good because we only had these two song ideas. One of them was actually Ride, our first song we released. We basically, after these two sessions, we had two more or less finished songs. And we said, okay, let's do it. We are motivated and we work like pretty fast on our stuff. Yeah, it's pretty smooth. It was like a little push for us to see, oh my God, it works really good. And
we can do something else as
cool.
Well.
Like, yeah, it's cool
because
music.
Because all the music that we do with our other bands, it's all something else.
It's totally different.
When it comes to the genre, so it's a good balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can hear it. Let's talk about the first single, The Ride, the song.
Yeah.
At the moment, it's the only song that is available online, right? Publicly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And it's super energetic, sounds completely different from all the bands that we mentioned above. I think it has its own unique sound. I really like it.
That's cool. That's cool.
Thank you.
And how long did it take you from the recording of that single to realizing, to actually be announcing in public that you are now a band?
Well, it took a while. Hey. Mm-hmm.
A long while.
Yes, but like, that's also, yeah, has a lot to do with the pandemic and all the restrictions. Yeah. Because we had to wait to actually be able to play live. And then we chose the timing of last fall after summer. We decided to go online in October. And that really was more than 1 year after we started to play together in the rehearsal room.
Mm-hmm.
So then we also wanted to be able to show one song after a while that we have been online already. And to be able to play a show,
yeah,
like kind of in the beginning that we, yeah, were like, hey, we're Burnswell and that's, yeah, us. Hi.
And we started jamming and having rehearsals like in August, September of 2020. And we actually recorded Ride.
1 year ago, right?
1 year ago.
It was in January 2021, I guess.
February. Yes.
Oh, right.
February. Yeah, yeah. It was in holiday. We had holiday from university, mm-hmm, and it's about exactly 1 year ago. And then in October,
yeah,
a couple months later, we released this.
How did you record this? At home in the studio?
Yes, it was kind of a self-built studio.
Yeah, it was a DIY thing.
We did it ourselves, and then we sent it to a friend of ours who's very good with mixing and mastering, and he mixed it. And then we did the mastering in a studio in Germany.
Yeah.
You also made a music video, right?
Yes. Did it in the garage of my grandparents' home.
Yes.
You're a fresh band. You have a single. And then you decide that you need to promote all the band or the music. So what was your idea how to do it?
Well, to promote it. I don't know. I think now that the second single is coming up next week, so on the 11th of February, we try to promote it with the music, but also as a way to promote us as an artist as well. We, yes, try to combine this a, yeah, lot. And now that there's the possibility to do more video stuff on social media, just like reels and those things, we try to use that. And it's a lot of work, but it's also fun, I have to say. And there's a couple of videos we have, some footage from our first show, the, yeah, debut concert we played in October,
yeah,
in Chelsea in Vienna. That was a great evening, and we actually shared the stage with Glazed Curtains, the band of Max, our drummer.
Yeah,
so he really worked his ass off this night, two sets in a row.
And the day after that, we had the music video.
Oh, damn, the music, yeah, video, yeah, shoot even after that concert, it was crazy.
It was rough. Those 2 days were pretty rough,
really,
but it was worth it. And I mean, the way we promote it, it's like kind of a different approach. I mean, you have like those bands, you know, releasing singles. That's a thing, because albums, you know, you can't get more out of, you know, little releases, you know, but making ongoing content and stuff. And we tried a little different approach now with our new single, with the upcoming single. And we actually posted, for example, a little video of our footage of our last show. And we put the chorus in and said, yeah, that's what the song is going to sound like. Here's a little snippet.
Just so you can listen to the song.
Yeah, yeah. What's going to wait for you. And
yeah,
you can pre-save it now. And
yeah, we tried to build it all around this upcoming song. And
yeah,
also when the moment is there and the song is uploaded. After that as well, it's cool to try and use this happening even after that while and keep it alive, kind of. That, yeah, hey, that's the first song, the second song. And
yes.
You already listened to it.
So which platforms did you use? What's your main platform?
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram.
Have you tried TikTok? In each episode, I'm asking about TikTok.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a try.
Right. Luca, he told me last week, Ella, where do you have all the videos from the reels? Because maybe, I don't know, I would just like to see how it goes if we would upload them on TikTok. Yeah. I was like, man, yeah, okay, all right, let's just try it. I don't know. Yeah.
Use everything you got.
Yeah.
Why not?
But have you registered the name already?
No, right? Or did you? What do name? You already have a? Have you done an account for us?
No, we don't have one yet. No, but it will happen.
You have 1 week to do it before this episode goes public.
Okay.
That's our challenge.
So soon
all right,
this is going to be released. We're going to have a TikTok account. So you can follow us on TikTok.
Okay, we have some homework now. We have homework to do.
Yeah, we got homework, but it's okay. It's not that much.
Cool.
Yeah, I was talking to one band from United States, and they said that they uploaded the footage from the concert on TikTok, and it went great, far better than the paid promotion on Facebook or Instagram. So you should definitely try out sending those videos there. And what's cool about TikTok is that you can get, I think, three minutes of video on Instagram. There's like limitations, I think, 1 minute, and with Reels, I don't remember, maybe 1 minute also.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's very cool, yeah. There's a good chance that these things can go viral just by using the app. I see it with other bands from Vienna who aren't quite famous, but the views go up on a couple of videos, and that's a way also to find new people and
more reach,
have a bigger reach. So we're definitely going to try it out.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Yeah, but all social media takes a lot of time. In my case, it's almost like 50%. Okay, not 50, 40%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Of what I do for myself, it takes so much time just to make all this content. Even like making this podcast is also a huge part of everything that I do.
It's really great how you promote the podcast as well, because I really enjoy getting into these episodes, because you also put these teasers online with the voice written down as well. And that's cool.
Yeah.
A great approach. I haven't seen that before.
It took me a while to figure it out, because I try all the strategies one by one and see what goes and or not. But for example, for your episode and for the previous episode, I'm not going to do, it's called audiograms. It's a text audio converted into text so people can read it and they can hear it. I'm not going to do it for Instagram stories, because I noticed that on Instagram, it's only 15 seconds. I mean, of course, the video can be split in chunks of 15 seconds, but actually nobody is doing anything with it. Nobody's clicking on anything. But it takes a lot of time just to make those videos. So in my case, it's better to do it, all of it, in the Instagram posts.
Yeah.
It's 1 minute.
Yeah.
And it can last longer, and it has greater reach. According to my statistics, you need to keep trying, testing out what works for you.
Mm.
So in your case, try out TikTok, try out Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I thought about doing a live when the song is going online.
Yeah.
I haven't told you that before, but I thought about it. Maybe we could do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
For example, now is the preparation for Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True. That's true. It's a very good exercise.
For example, I have a favorite question that I ask people on Instagram Live. I ask, for which movie would the music of your band be a perfect soundtrack?
Wow.
Phew.
Wow. That's a
great question. Huh.
I think our new single, 20s Forever, would be a good soundtrack on, you know, like a party movie, like Project X or something like that. You know, like a real fucked up movie.
Right.
You know, where like everything is escalating and then our song is going to hit and everything goes crazy and the house is going to be burnt down and everything.
That
like
would
what
work.
Happens in that,
that
movie.
Would really
I think
work.
That, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think all the other songs could more like suit stuff like Matrix, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like this direction of action movies, but also very critical thinking and
definitely.
Fucked up stuff.
Yeah, Matrix is a good example, I think.
When Ella sent me the preview of the upcoming single, I wrote you my short review, which is...
Yes!
The song is a killer, pure sex.
That really made my day. Hey? That was great.
So how many songs have you recorded already?
Well, we have in the near future, mm-hmm. actually tomorrow, we have planned to go to the countryside and record our next three songs for an EP, actually. So we would like to combine all these songs to an EP together. Yes. So the recording thing is on by tomorrow.
Yes. The next 2 days, we're going to finish, probably going to almost finish three songs.
All right. So how many songs going to be on the EP? Five?
Yeah, five. Mm-hmm.
Do you know already when you're going to release it?
Actually, we thought about September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year, definitely, but not before summer.
Exactly. Maybe another single before summer. But yeah, that's definitely. All not
yeah,
sure
one
yet.
Or two we'll singles, see. Definitely, because, you know, content and long-term thinking and all that. But to combine everything in the end on an EP, that's the plan for, about September. Yeah.
Also, to have something in your hands, I just love to buy a good CD or something. And even if it's only an EP and not a full-length album, it's just great to hold it in your hands and be like, hey, yeah, we did that the last year.
Are you going to print CDs or something else?
Yes,
just CDs for this time, mm-hmm.
No cassettes, another my favorite question.
We'll see. We thought about it as well.
Yeah, we thought about it because that's a new thing. Like vinyl. It's a new thing that's coming up because you can put on really cool designs. Because some friends of us also produce cassettes and it's a great merch thing and it's not expensive and you can sell it like for a real affordable price.
Yeah,
and it's like you can make a beautiful merch. Out of it.
That's
and
true.
That's really cool.
Yes. And I also enjoy to listen to a cassette. I really like the feeling of it.
Yes. Yes.
I was checking out the secondhand internet stores to see if I can buy secondhand record on them the new something and then do hand drawing or something like this for the promotion.
Cool.
Okay.
It's a cool idea.
So maybe you could do that. I'm giving you this horrible idea.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of time. Maybe you can do it instead of me, so I can test on you. I wanted to ask, like, with all the experience from other bands, you're like all professional musicians. This is the new band. It's a new chapter, so it's a chance not to make the same mistake.
Ooh, good one.
So, what things do you want to make sure you do right? Like, this time, we're definitely doing this.
I have to think about that.
Yeah.
Big one. I think it's important to put all energy together to really play the right shows and not play any show.
Yes.
When it's something that's maybe not so important, like, for the moment, if there's a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think it was a fault because with my first band, with Mommy's Mantle, it was also great when we started to play live. We didn't really have so much experience. So we were so damn happy to have the possibility to play a lot of shows.
Yeah.
So.
But not, but that's a thing. I also think that's a good point. What I've learned or a thing that I'm not really willing to do in the future is play 10 shows in 1 year in the same city in Vienna.
Yes.
Make one or two bigger things and more concentrate more on festivals or something, or, you know, making friends with other bands in other cities and make a little trade.
Yeah, a lot of connections.
But I really have to point out your argument or your point where you said it was a good thing to take as many possibilities as you got just for your experience. Mm. So it happens. It's a cool thing to play three shows in the same city in 1 month.
Yeah.
It's great for the experience, but it's a long, for a long-term and professional thing, it's not something,
you want to approach.
It's not a thing we're going to approach and to keep on doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely
really,
one thing.
Yeah. Trying to get out there.
Yeah.
How do you choose the right show? What is the right show?
Great other bands you really can connect with when it comes to music and also. I don't know,
yeah.
just nice people.
It really depends. Yeah, it really depends who is going to ask, what the plans are,
what the meaning of this I don't know, festival or evening.
Yeah,
and could all, be and, of this event.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, also, I mean, that's a point, a thing maybe you also have to consider is, you know, how many people are probably going to attend this, and do we have a show 1 month before in the same city, so we're probably not going to play the same, and then we will probably going to have to say no, or at least not announce it before the first show, you know. So that's a couple of things, but we'll see what's going to happen this year.
Yeah, and at the moment I also have to say we're glad to play almost anything because we're just really hungry for Definitely. Playing live. We only had one show in October and it was such a great experience.
Yeah.
We all enjoyed it so much and it was just the first show. So after that, we had a couple of shows planned for December and all of that couldn't happen due to the restrictions in Austria. And the situation with the pandemic, I'm just really so much looking forward to being able to play again.
Who's doing the booking at your in your band?
Mainly I am.
And you're also doing the social media?
She's doing everything.
Kind of. No, I'm not doing everything. That's not true.
Really? No, she's doing
No,
really
we
much.
Really try to see what part is suiting like for every band member. And for example, when it comes to recordings, Max and Luca are doing the main work because Kenny and I, we really are not so good with that stuff when it comes to digital audio stations at home. So we don't have any experience with that, but Luca and Max do. Yeah. And that's really something I'm super grateful for, that we have this possibility.
It's saving a lot of money and we learn by every little minute and hour we're putting in, and that's it's kind of a cool thing. Yeah, that's the work Max and I do, but Ella is more, you know, the organizational part of it. So it's also very very many little things she's thinking of, and that's what I mean by she does everything, because it's everything else, you know, just planning and telling us and asking us and communicating
that's
with
so
us.
Nice.
That's
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying.
What I'm also really grateful of, because
Oh, and when it comes to songwriting, that's another part where I have to say we're all part of it. So
yeah,
like every song definitely. Is really something that's quartered, because everyone is has a lot of input for a new song, which is really great. And in the beginning, as Luca said before, it was like these two songs are written down completely. Let's just try it. If that's a way we could imagine going from now on together as a team, and that worked out pretty well. And after that, we really started to write songs all together, because it already was a flow. We already had a flow going on in the first rehearsals, and from that point on, we really started to see what we could put to a certain riff Kenny had in mind, or I had in mind, and then the others say, hey, maybe we could do the next part like this, and then blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But when it comes to lyrics, that's mainly my part. And
So at the moment you're still figuring out the process, it's not yet fixed.
Yeah, but I don't think it's ever gonna be fixed.
Yeah, it's kind of work, it kind of works, you know, kind of works. It's different approaches, because most songs we write during rehearsals, during sessions. We also wrote one song, or took one idea and recorded a little demo, just one verse and one chorus and just the guitars and little bass and just to hear it. And then we took that and wrote the rest of it in the rehearsal room. So it doesn't matter what happens first. It always ends up us four being in the rehearsal room and
seeing how it goes,
fixing the song and
finish
the song.
From these two songs, I could already see that it's going in one direction. So usually, you know, when the band is experimenting, one song is in a certain style, another song is in a certain style, but in this one, it all goes in one direction. So I guess it was like, it's how you feel. There's no conscious concept kind of thing in your head, how the EP is going to sound?
No, it's not really a concept. It's really how we feel.
Yeah, definitely. I think the approach for this year, for these singles, for the EP is, you know, taking the best out of our first 10 songs we wrote. The songs we love most, which the songs that work most, that are like the coolest and the best.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to take. But sound wise, as you said, it goes in kind of one direction. I mean, it's different beats and different riffs and maybe different sounds also. Yeah. I think the songs will definitely fit together in this EP.
In the end. Yeah.
Just from the genre and the sound we take, and maybe something completely different is going to happen, you know, in 1 or 2 years. We don't know. But this is going to be, yeah, this thing you already heard on our Spotify, this is what it's going to sound like.
For this year, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
You mentioned that you wrote 10 songs.
I think so, or 11, 12 songs, something like that.
So I want to ask, so you have more material, and you choose the best stuff from that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like already experienced musicians talking. Have you given your songs to feedback or something like this?
To someone who feedback? Not really, no.
Have you ever done this before, like in other bands?
No, I haven't.
Maybe hiring somebody, like paying somebody to take a look at the song and giving the feedback?
It's a thing I wanted to do once with my other band, with Lion Season, but we haven't done it yet. We kind of do it because by showing it to friends and to other people who kind of hungry for new stuff, and we show demos. That's what we do with Lion Season, and ask, you know, what does the song need to, you know, to be complete. And but with Burnswell, we didn't do something like this yet. Yeah,
I think because every one of us already has so much to say about every song. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's already so much to think about.
Yeah.
When only the four of us are talking about songs by us.
Yeah, but I have to say that our songs we recorded, and the songs that we are going to record tomorrow, these songs are the ones that the people mostly liked during our first show.
Right. Yes, I also got
at least two or three songs. Right. Of these songs, most people say, hey, that one was a banger.
Yeah, that was a hook or something.
Yeah, definitely.
True.
And I think that's the feedback we needed to probably, I don't remember,
for
but I
us,
think that's
for the feeling to say, all right, let's fix these.
Yeah, and let's record songs. these three songs because they were good ones, and we also prefer to was kind of
to
a
do
thing.
Them in the first place.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, it was kind of a thing.
Because these songs are also, well, I don't know, two of them, or actually three of them, are one of the oldest songs we already have.
Yeah.
You said before that you have the feeling it's going in one direction, the two songs you already heard. Which direction would that be? What would you call it?
Yeah, now I understand why it's so hard to explain. To actually, I understand why musicians don't like genres now.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. I haven't written that down.
That's okay. You don't have to answer it.
Yeah, and we haven't either, so it's fine.
You know the struggle. It's a thing. You can't always give things a name. Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking not about the genre, but because I'm thinking always like from the music business perspective, I was thinking like, okay, yeah, I can work with that. For example, you know, I know that it will be popular. It has quality. It sounds good. It's energetic. It kicks in really quick. It's not too long, not too short. Like,
nice.
Like cool stuff. I like it. I know cool. You're doing a good job with the social media, Ella. Yeah, you're doing great.
Thank you so much.
The website is good. You have everything in place. I guess it's all because of your experience from before, because you already know what
to
expect.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
So you got the feedback from the audience, right? So you had, how many people you had for the first gig?
Well, I don't know, but Chelsea was completely full.
Yeah.
How did you get all those people? right? Is it because of the previous connections or?
I think so, yes. There have been many people that all of us already knew at that time.
Yeah.
And who were, I think, have been excited to hear what it's going to sound like, yeah, when the four of us get together. But also it was great for us because this evening was, it was an event at the whole Goethe. It's a big street in Vienna where many venues are. And this event is called Goethe Connection.
Yeah.
So that was very practical because I think there's been many people as well we didn't know at that time, only because of this huge event.
Yeah, so it was like 50-50. It was,
yeah, I think so too.
50% of our people, which were at least 50 people, I think, went, if not more, and it was quite full.
Yeah, it was, so it could have been, I don't know, 120, 150 people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
And the vibe was good. The people were in a very, very energetic mood. And
yes.
It was really cool. This response was great.
It felt so great because I also think everyone was so hungry to be on a concert. And I'm as well, I'm so hungry to go to a concert again. I can't even express how much I miss this. So I hope that the season this year is going to be great.
Yeah.
And that there's more of these evenings in Vienna.
I asked about the quantity of the people because getting the feedback from the audience is very important. It's just not all bands can have so many people at the same time in the beginning to get that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you can still get feedback. You just need to listen for that response from the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also definitely. Actively just going to someone and be like, hey, okay, what did you think?
Yeah.
Especially if you know that, if you think that the person really has good taste or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and is being honest.
Yeah. And is being honest. Oh, yeah. That's important.
Being honest is really hard, especially with your friends. That's why I was asking about the paid way of getting a feedback. Because sometimes I mean, people, musicians don't really like when I say this, that you should actually pay somebody to get the feedback. Because mm-hmm. I was like, and come on, we asked everybody around us, everybody sounds, say it's cool. But somehow I feel that a person who's completely disconnected, you don't know him, maybe they can get a real harsh truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting approach. And I think that would be cool to mm-hmm. try that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I did some research and you can get a feedback for 50 euros per song, mm-hmm. 50 to 100 euros.
Really? Okay.
Yes. There are websites dedicated just for that. You just need to do some research on who it is. And maybe you can actually find out who it is, because I did that, who it is on this platform, and then connect to that person through just on social media. So that, because when you use the platform, you need to pay a certain percentage mm-hmm. to the platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But maybe if you make a connection to this person in advance, maybe you don't even have to pay for it. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Cool. Thank you for the tip.
You're welcome. I'm trying to help all the bands to earn as much money as possible so that I can spend it on music videos if we do a project together,
yes.
or something like this.
Yes. No, that's really important.
Definitely.
Because it's really hard, especially in these times when you can't play live, how to pay for all these costs.
Are you planning to get signed by a record label?
It's not our plan. I don't know. Our feeling about that is more like, okay, we'll see what happens. And if there's going to be a nice deal or something with great people,
yeah.
like, why not? Okay. But it's not something that has to be done.
Yeah, I think with Burnswell, there is potential for actually being signed on, you know, a major label or a, you know, a label with good connections and everything. That's kind of that's a thing I'm really sure of. Also, you know, booking Agenturen. Booking
agents, yeah.
Booking agencies, yeah, agencies and everything. But yeah, that's not the goal for now. I think little goals help, you know, to keep motivated. So I mean, there can be a big goal, but I think what makes it really special or what gives us, you know, little moments of a fork
to keep the spark alive.
Yeah, to keep the spark alive and to keep us motivated.
Realistic.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's setting, you know, setting little goals. For example, you know, releasing 5 songs and then an EP, and with at least one song, we want to have, you know, this number of streams or something like little goals, or, you know, building a fan base and see what makes how it works till the end of the year.
Right.
Like that, yeah.
And also the goal of just being able to play as many shows in summer on festivals.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
stuff. That's really something that also keeps me going right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Have you tried already sending some music to the festival promoters, agencies or anything?
Yes.
Yes.
We did a lot of that in December already.
Mm-hmm.
But I think due to the situation that it's like really uncertain times right now, and also that many festivals had to be rescheduled to this year, the lineups are pretty full already.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
much is going to happen?
Yeah, many festivals that were being postponed to 2022. The most lineups are full.
Yeah.
And most lineups are the same like last
or two
like,
years ago.
They were yeah, like 2 years ago, 1 year ago.
Yeah.
So for this year it's kind of yeah possible thing, but.
I think maybe it's going to be spontaneously if we have the possibility to play somewhere on a festival in summer because
yeah.
also because of the situation, it could happen that a band of another country can't come because of COVID.
Yeah.
We don't know.
So it's important that they know we are available at least and we, you know, they got to know us.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why I already texted many people and tried to make something happen. But yeah.
How did you approach them? Like for the bands who never done this, you know, how do you approach a festival promoter?
We try to put everything, every information about us that's already online. And if it's not online, also to put it with an offline into the description of the email so that every song is here in this one email. Every information about us, all the links, everything, pictures, and
make it as short as possible.
Yeah.
You know? So they
well.
Just see, okay, information, 10 seconds, and they know everything,
yeah.
and then they can.
Hey,
know.
That's us.
Yeah.
We're from Vienna, or
yeah.
I don't know. And, you don't even have to say that.
And there's a PDF file where our press text.
Press kit, yeah.
Press kit is.
All of that stuff.
Yeah.
Pictures
and spread it
YouTube
to
links and the homepage link, and then maybe one link for social media.
Yeah,
but it's not like we already had so much of I don't know answers to that. So
yeah, as we said, it's quite hard to get a response and everything.
Have you thought about doing a crowdfunding campaign for the EP?
Not yet. We're only. We only did a sponsorship for a thing here. So we already did this application for one sponsorship, and the sponsorship would be great if we could get it for the EP to make it happen, to have a nice artwork, to really be happy with the product and how it sounds like. We already know where we want to have it done, the studio. And we also did the first 2 songs with them. It's called Pitchback in Germany. And we would just love to have this sound again. And everything of that, like merch and then having a nice artwork, having the perfect sound you want. It's all very expensive. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we get this one fall. And if not, crowdfunding would be very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's also quite, it must be a lot of work.
What merch are you planning to make?
For now, t-shirts.
Yeah, we have at least one t-shirt design finished,
and it's in the making right now.
It's all in the making, but yeah, there's one finished, and we'll see. We got a couple plans. We have one finished thing definitely, and the other ones we'll see what is going to be done in the end. But yeah,
so you can take a look on the homepage because there's going to be all the merch, yes. But it's going to take a while. So yeah.
But
we'll see yeah, in the next, yeah. the upcoming months. And then yeah, quite there's soon. Already shirts. I hope for shirts until our next show. Because the next show is planned for the 9th of April with yeah. Dirty Talents. With Dirty Talents, and we're really looking forward to it.
Do you have a backup plan in case your gigs will be constantly postponed or cancelled?
We have one stream planned right now. So that's something, at least.
A live stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, live stream of a concert. Yeah, yeah, that's something that's going to happen, which is a good promotion thing.
On which platform?
On
it's only audio, so I think it's going to be on the radio.
I'm not that sure.
We only got that. We just booked that.
Yeah, so isn't it the thing that Pure Clarine did? And U4 and maybe
yeah.
Yeah.
It is at the radio station.
Yes, yeah. It's with 88.6.
It's possible both that they record it and show it
yeah.
video and audio. So, okay, so it's a live stream that's organized by someone else. Are you planning to do some live streams by yourself?
No, we haven't planned that until now. And I don't think that it is going to be needed, actually, because I really hope that the situation is going to be better until April. And then we have this one show, and then there's going to be a show in summer at a festival. And I think there's going to be more shows that we could play at as soon as all the venues are able to open again, because right now it's such an uncertain thing that no one's really planning already.
Yeah,
because they all think like, and I really get it, no, maybe we have to postpone it again.
But the thing is, I think to be realistic, because we saw it in the last 2 years, you know, from April till October or November, that's something we can assume to be able to play. Mm. That's quite a long time. I think that's
but it's going by so fast every time.
Yeah, but I think we have to use this time because it's summer, it's warm outside. The pandemic isn't going to hit that hard like right now. And to be realistic and say, okay, from November on, it could be possible that we cannot play a show anymore. So this time we're going to use again for recording, for studio stuff and everything.
Exactly.
And then see what 2023 is going
to be like. Yeah. We'll see.
But the last 2 years were exactly the same, you know, from April or May until November.
Yeah. And now we'd have a show in the end of February. It would have been at Arena Wien.
Yeah.
And it's this event is called Underground Wrestling. And now it's postponed to December again, because it already was postponed from last December 2021 to February now.
Yeah.
Now it can't happen again. And it's really sad, because I think it's going to be a fun event. And now it's postponed to the 18th of December 2022.
Yeah, that's what I keep noticing. When I interview bands and I talk to bands from all over the world, it seems like there's a tendency that in summer there is going to be gigs and in winter it's a recording time. Because in summer you can play outside, so it's not so strict.
Yeah.
So most probably the next couple of years is going to be exactly like that.
I mean, we have to assume that this is going to happen. We have to be realistic, but we don't hope it's going to be like this. Yeah,
exactly.
But
we making just have the best to try out of the situation. To make the best out of it.
So the plan is in a couple of days when this recording comes out, you will have a single coming out.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, 2 days after. Yeah.
On Friday, 11th of February.
Yes.
20s forever.
Where can people hear this song?
All streaming platforms.
And as I understand, you can even pre-save.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be great. Everyone who's listening right now.
Yeah, but just on Spotify.
To pre-save it on Spotify.
People who use Spotify can pre-save.
And also follow us on Spotify. That would be great as well.
Yeah, please.
Spotify is your main platform?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the main, you know...
When it comes to streaming platforms, actually,
Yeah, it's because it's the biggest. It's the one we put the most focus on.
Yeah, because I think almost everyone I know has it and uses Spotify.
Yeah, I mean, even I, for example, this podcast comes out everywhere, but I promote mainly Spotify because I can see in my analytics that most of the people are listening on Spotify anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
And where can people follow Burnswell?
Social media. And at this point, I think it's gonna be TikTok as well, because we have this homework now. Yeah. We have to create a TikTok account.
Yeah, definitely.
So check us out on TikTok and yes. Instagram for sure. Facebook as well.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, yeah. TikTok.
And if there's new concerts coming up, it's all put into our homepage. So you can see all the stuff that's new and that's going to happen the next month.
It's burnswellmusic.com.
Right.
Yeah. burnswellmusic.com. That's our homepage.
Do you have lyrics on your website?
No, we don't. We don't. That's a great input, though. Thank you.
All right. So which song are we going to hear at the end of the episode?
Ride. Ride is our first single.
Yes.
And it's actually about, I don't know, kick ass. Kick ass and do the stuff you love and you feel best at.
Yeah.
All right. Luca and Ella, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Have a great evening.
That was a really cool song. Thanks, Burnswell. And thank you for listening to Interceptor Beyond podcast. Don't forget to follow the show on Spotify. And if you like what you're hearing, rate the show on Spotify or any other podcast platform that you prefer.